Do you have sort of a theory or a, you know, when you say, well, tell me about your psychology, what's your program based on psychologically, if that's even an appropriate question? I mean, do you have sort of an answer for that?
The originating question for me was, if creativity exists, if humans have creativity, then why aren't we actually applying that creativity to our lives and to society? In other words, if the Iranian-Palestinian, I mean, the Iranian issue or the Palestinian and the Israeli crisis, there's no attempt. It seems impossible to solve, but there's no attempt to be creative. There's no structure to help creativity get applied. And that always was a surprise to me. Why wouldn't we do that? So my philosophy and theory and everything has arisen out of the quest to how do we evoke people's creativity in the face of these impossible to solve problems. One of the fundamental things I've discovered is that there are different kinds of thinking out there, and there's different kinds of talking. There's like problem solving and decision making and negotiation and creative problem solving, brainstorming. There's, you know, negotiation. There's all these different kinds of thinking. There's one kind of thinking that doesn't have a name, but it's what we all seek when we have an impossible to solve problem. There's something that happens when there's a crisis and we realize there's nothing we can do, but we come to, at some point we go, well, we have to do this. We have to, and we come together, we stop fighting one another and we work together, and often we rise to the occasion and we accomplish the impossible. And all I'm saying is that that's a kind of thinking that we can facilitate. We don't need to wait till everything gets totally desperate. We can facilitate that kind of thinking.
What is that thinking called again?
I've given it a name. I call it choice creating.
All right. Choice, not decision making, but
yes,
choice.
The opposite of decision making in a way. It's choice creating. So in other words, we make decisions in our life and we create choices in our lives. And the really big stuff, the big transformations in our life happen when we create the choice. We make we create a choice that we're going this way instead of that way, as opposed to when we use judgment and make a decision, we have to then recruit our energy to get things to happen at that point. But when we create a choice, we start moving in that direction automatically. We're ready to go.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. But then again, your question is, so why aren't we seeing that?
Well, it's a scary place to be, because when we are in those crisis moments, we transform. So my identity, Jim Ruff, Jim Wanless, when I leave that kind of thinking process, I'm not the same person I was when I walked in.
Okay.
So it's a scary place to be. It's like being in it's people enter into that space, they have this transformational experience. It's the basis of wisdom. It's the basis of experience, life experience that matters. It really is the key moments in our lives when we encounter those crises and we rise to the occasion, and then now we have something special to base our lives on. On the other hand, we don't want to go back into that space, because it's like, oh, that's really scary. That's terrifying.
If you were to fit into some institution, I guess it'd be some it would be a university, and you have your own choice creating class, you know, that kind of that field, and you make it known, and you're known for that?
That's a great question. To me, yeah, that's the underlying field, but to know about that field means that there are tremendously important doors that open in the field of therapy, tremendously important doors open in the field of education, in conflict resolution, in democracy, in leadership. In other words, if we awaken to this different way of thinking and the fact that it's accessible to us, then all these other fields are now ready for transformation. And I would love, for instance, to redefine the field of education based on this discovery.
Totally, I get what you're saying. Choice creating is a very, that's not scary. I mean, it's inherently, it sounds good, and it is good.
Yeah.
You know, and I could see where it really would be a field.
It's a, yeah.
Here, and apply to anything.
And apply to anything, that's right.
Anything.
Anything, that's right.
Or relationship, whatever, it doesn't make any difference.
Exactly.
Because it's a discipline, but is there a kind of a logic to it, like a 1, 2, 3?
What I'm able to do is to facilitate it. So in other words, I have developed a strategy called dynamic facilitation, where you can work with a group and reliably evoke the spirit of choice creating. So they find themselves in the spirit of choice creating without really understanding or buying into it or whatever.
Right,
is facing some impossible seeming problem that they care about, which might be some business